From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Afghan Taliban has released a recording reputed to be from its new leader. The message from Mullah Akhtar Muhammad Mansour is intended to reassure Taliban leaders, elders, clerics, and scholars that the jihadist group will continue its fight until the Islamic system is brought to Afghanistan. The message says that all decisions will be taken in light of Islamic law, be it war or peace talks. He also said the Taliban leadership would make all efforts to maintain internal unity at all cost. Mansour's emphasis on maintaining unity in the Taliban ranks gives credence to reports that his appointment has caused some rifts in the Islamic insurgent group. Harun Mir is an Afghan political analyst.
There's a lot of unknowns right now, but hopefully within the next few days we would know more about what will be the intentions of the new leadership, and if they could, the new leader would be able to keep unity within the Taliban.
Mansour replaces Taliban founder Mullah Mohammed Omar, whose death has been confirmed by the Taliban earlier this week. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Cairo for talks about security issues and regional terrorism, including the threat posed by Islamic State extremists. Kerry arrived late Saturday in the Egyptian capital. He is expected to meet Sunday with Egypt's Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry. From Egypt, Kerry travels to Qatar, where he will discuss the recent nuclear deal with Iran. Then he will head to Singapore, Malaysia, and Vietnam. This is VOA News. The president of Iraq's Kurdistan region has called on the Kurdistan Workers' Party to withdraw from Iraq's Kurdish territory to prevent civilian casualties during Turkish airstrikes. Masoud Barzani said in a statement the PKK should withdraw its fighters from the region to ensure the civilians of Kurdistan do not become victims of that fighting and conflict. The statement also condemned Turkey's airstrikes against civilians, following reports of casualties and property damage during bombing campaigns in northwestern regions of the country. At least 260 Kurdish militants have been killed since Turkey's air campaign began. The PKK has waged a decades-long insurgency against Ankara in a conflict that has left at least 40,000 people dead. The parents and brother of a Palestinian toddler burned to death by suspected Jewish extremists were fighting for their lives Saturday, even as protests over the arson attack entered a second day. The firebombing of the family's home in the occupied West Bank killed an 18-month-old and sparked an international outcry over Israel's failure to deal with violence by hardline Jewish settlers. Hundreds of Palestinians attended Saturday's funeral of an 18-year-old protester shot by Israeli troops after hospital officials confirmed he had died of his wounds earlier in the day. The Israeli military said that it shot Leith al-Khaldi near Ramallah on Friday after he hurled a firebomb at them. Yemen's exiled Prime Minister Khaled Baha made a brief but important visit to the newly liberated southern city of Aden Saturday. Baha, who is Yemen's vice president, toured war-damaged buildings and visited people wounded in the fighting. The prime minister flew to Aden from Saudi Arabia, where the internationally-backed Yemeni government fled after Iranian-backed rebels seized Sana'a last year and then Aden in March of this year. A Saudi-led Arab coalition has been carrying out airstrikes against Houthi rebels to drive them out and restore the Yemeni government. Zimbabwean wildlife authorities have suspended hunting of several species of big game after an American dentist killed a lion popular with tourists. Emmanuel Fundira is the president of the Safari Operations Association. He said the Zimbabwe Parks and Wildlife Management Authority tightened the controls after Cecil the lion was killed during an illegal hunt. The clampdown follows an international furor over the killing of Cecil the lion. He was a favorite with international tourists, but was shot with a bow and arrow by dentist Walter Palmer in an illegal hunt outside Hwange Park early in July. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.